yesterday at about 8:30. I'm getting ready to go from a hotel here in Miami and drive over to a popular podcast. And all of a sudden my phone blows up and all these, you know, big credible sites and news groups and influencers are saying, oh my God, they just released all the rest of the Epstein files. Because, you know, they were holding back a large portion of them while they were still redacting them. The names, the quote, you know, victims, and the victimizers, it seems, mainly. And so I look at it, and I had been talking to folks about the White House last week, and Trump was starting to understand that this doesn't implicate him, as he always knew, so why not bring it forward, and that they were planning to get rid of all the redactions, period. Because we need to know, in these emails and other documents, who these victimizers are. It's cut and dry. Raping of children, Satanism, cannibalism. I mean, there's even more insane stuff that's been found that I'll get to here in a few minutes. It's and a lot more over the evening tonight that Harris is going to be going over. So I was very excited because it was just confirmation of what I was hearing. But I was like, wow, I thought they were just going to unredact the names, not automatically just release all these other files that they were processing through. Remember, it's 6 million, not 3 million. And so then I go do, you know, the podcast. And boom, I wake up this morning and people are like, hey, that's not the case. That's not what happened here. And so I went and checked it out and it's not. They just unredacted a whole bunch of the stuff and put out a letter, a document with people that are most prominently mentioned in the files using a computer program, similar to what the Economist magazine did a few days before. And of course, I'm in there. Dozens and dozens of times. It's all negative. I'm exposing Pizzagate and pedophilia, and then I'm a horrible person, and they need to get me. I saw the left pick that up and just show that I'm in the file, but not to say why. But that's a side issue. I responded to that last night. So this is similar to when they had the influencer show up. They gave them binders saying, this is all the Epstein files. We looked at it and were the first to break. This is old. I mean, it's not as bad as that, but it's in that territory where, boom, you know, here it is. They've put it out. And it's 9 o'clock at night on Valentine's Day, and I go and report on it. And I wish that was the case. They have to release this. And, you know, Trump's been warming towards that. He's been talking about that. He thinks it's going to hurt innocent people. And he's talking about his friends getting embarrassed, like Ludnick. Well, there's no evidence of Ludnick raping kids. But Ludnick did lie. He did say that, you know, he only met Epstein once and thought he was super creepy, him and his wife, and basically ran away. Then years later, he's at the island with his kids. Who else knows what's going on? But we continue to focus on all of that. What we need to focus on is why there aren't prosecutions of the people that are clearly in here talking about raping little girls. And we're talking about young ones. They try to keep it at the 14-year-olds and just leave it at that. It's way worse. As I said, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I was the first to say it's Satanism, it's the occult, because that's what happens in these circles. Satanism is always involved when you have organized groups doing this. I've been exposing this for over 30 years because the experts were alive then and were able to reveal the information to me, Ted Gunderson, John DeCamp, and so many others. So MTG did something when this first broke 2 weeks ago. She tweeted on X at Massey and said, listen, you need to search when you're able to get into Congress, go to the DOJ and see the unredacted files, pizza, beef jerky, you know, things like that. Because then you can see the names of the men that are actually doing this. And still, here we are 2 weeks later, it's not happening. I'm not saying Massey's in on the cover-up. I'm not saying Massey's a bad guy. I'm saying you have all these Congress people now, Republican and Democrat, that can go in there and that can see the unredacted. And I say redacted, I mean unredacted all, but we need to know, we need to understand here that this is about going after the people that committed all these crimes. Yes, keep putting pressure on Trump to release more. Yes, you know, expose all that. That's great. But we have all of these thousands of emails. I mean, there's new ones I'll get to coming up. We'll have the crew pull them up on screen. It's all posted on my X feed there and at Infowars.com, where you have Woody Allen and him and all these emails and text messages talking about eating humans, how it's healthy, grinding up bones so that you get roughage, you know.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Crazy. Talk about people as fiber, their bones as fiber. Then you think of the old Jack and the Beanstalk. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I mean, this isn't a fairy tale. This is really happening. So the bottom of the rabbit hole is the Satanism and the genetic engineering and the blood transfusions and the taking the tissue out of the bone marrow of the babies and babies being produced at Zorro Ranch, that, by the way, was never searched. Did you know that? 10,000 acres, giant facility. This is all coming out. This is very healthy that people aren't buying anything from the system. This is very healthy. What I've been talking about Trump is, I don't know why, if he's not involved, we've never seen evidence of any of the crimes involved the cover-up. Because it's only hurting him. It's only hurting America. And the Democrats are just jumping for joy that they're so guilty. I mean, it's the Clintons, and it's all the top Democrats, and the Leonardo DiCaprio, and the Hollywood people, and Noam Chomsky, and just on and on and on and on and on. Well, you got Steve Bannon in there, and then that's basically it. And the Steve Bannon stuff is business stuff, and I'm trying to go through all these emails. Looks like he might have been sniping at Trump or having his own agenda, but that's not good. I'll talk to Steve soon. I'm going to call him, talk to him about this, but the point is, everybody's talking on Steve Bannon and Lending lying. Great, focus on that. But what about all these Harvard professors and the heads of major universities and, you know, MIT, where they're talking about rape videos of children and how great it is and how to train a baby better to suck on you know what? I mean, this is just unbelievable. And just yesterday and today, I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. These are FBI reports, too, where they confirm a witness's report and then later find photos in the Epstein files of a little girl, I don't want to describe it here, I posted it on X, with her vagina torn open, bleeding everywhere, men forcing their arms into her. This is prepubescent, this is, you know, not in puberty, this is pedophilia, this is rape, Satanism. Cuts all over her body, and I guess she survived because she later, as an older person, told the FBI this. And this is everything Kathy O'Brien, who I've interviewed first, I didn't interview her first, but I first interviewed her like 30 years ago when she just came out with Transformation of America, and Gunnarsson confirmed the information in it. As a child, she was satanically abused by her dad in a local coven of witches. They then handed her off to Gerald Ford there in Michigan to a big satanic coven. Then she was put into MKUltra officially, and it's a declassified MKUltra they would use programming for sex slaves and sex operatives. And then that's in the new emails, sending sex slaves, sending operatives. You've got high-level Harvard officials saying, we sent in our agent. She did well in the, you know, in the operation. Now I'm punishing her and raping her and torturing her. And O'Brien talked about her book 30 years ago. I think it's been longer than 30, like 31, 32. Transformation of America. And she talks about the plan was to normalize all this. So people keep asking, who's the new Epstein? Well, there's always been thousands of these guys per major country. He was just a kingpin high level. And there have been a lot of other ones, you know, in Europe that were just as big that have also, you know, all been suicided that worked with Epstein. And we've covered that in the UK, France, the Netherlands, you name it. It's even worse over there, if you can believe it. But Epstein is the drag queen story times. Epstein is the transgenderism, chopping children's genitals off and taking away parental consent and control in California, where 12-year-olds now have to make all their own medical decisions, fill out their own medical forms, and it's only a misdemeanor if you have sex with somebody 12 or over, 2 days in jail. They're externalizing the method. They're normalizing it. They're going from beta with Epstein and Bill Barr's dad and all the rest of it to mass-scale takeover, mass-scale conditioning. And so that's what's going on here. And I've been telling you this for 30 years. I was talking to the victims, to the experts. And so we've been totally vindicated in all of this. And I really wanted to, you know, believe Trump was doing the right thing. I really wanted to believe when I was hearing this was about to happen, at least the unredactions, that, oh, they unredacted everything and they released everything. Because that's what the DOJ press release said. And everybody was reporting it. They did unredact a lot. They say the rest is going to come out because so much more is being discovered. I think there's a cover-up. I don't think I know. And I told you back at the time, like 10, 11 months ago, when they did the Deer in the Headlight stuff, Patel and Bongino, I said, they were told to do that by Trump from my sources. And then people got mad at me because I was attacking Trump. Then it came out, it was Trump. Then I said, hey, let's give him time. As more of this comes out, we know it's a recycle of Jane Doe's and his wife's a prostitute, which wasn't true and all that. And it sure was that. So Trump's like, it's the new Russia and it'll hurt the country. And I told you that first. Now he officially says it'll hurt the country. Well, the country's already hurt. So if it crashes the stock market, so be it. Surprise, God hasn't blown the planet up, okay? Just be done by the heavens fall. That's what the people want. But what MTG has said is right. Hey, you've got, you know, the DOJ slow rolling this stuff, but you already have so much that's out there. Focus on getting the rest out, but also focus equally on what we've got, because it is insane. Woody Allen should be indicted. All these people, they need to unredact all the other names. Imagine who the names are. And if it's a Republican, fry them. If it's Donald Trump, then that's it, folks. All I've been is persecuted for supporting Trump by the system. So that makes me think he must be good. And he's getting out of carbon taxes. It'll save billions of lives and secure the border and bring jobs back and cut energy costs by 45%. I mean, that's all great and ban men and women's sports. I mean, it's been great compared to Kamala, but it doesn't matter. I won't sit there and hold my nose while this cover-up goes on just because Trump is way better and a lesser of two evils. I don't believe in that. Now, if you don't have two emergency boats, you know, and you're in a sinking ship, lifeboats, you know, I'll take the one we've got. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I'm not going to put pressure on him and call it out. But at the same time, while we are honest and good, unlike the Democrats and hold Trump's feet to the fire, we need to spend a lot of our time with the Democrats and their evil agenda and stopping it and not just make the whole focus about Trump to prove we're holier than thou. You see, we got to have a real balance there, and that's where we are. But, man, people got excited. And it is major unredactions. It is a big move, but it's not the total complete one the way they wrote it in the press release. And they continue to pull that crap. Like, oh, this is the full Epstein files. Well, actually, it's not. Well, this is the, oh, I got, you know, Epstein abusing hundreds of girls. And a lot of evil men are going to jail. Oh, actually, he wasn't. Actually, he had no co-conspirators. I mean, give us a break. We know this is coming from Susie Wiles, is my information. And Trump agrees with it. It'll bring down the country. Well, it's already bringing down the country. And it's all being hung around your neck, Trump, when you were the guy, as I first reported 10 years ago, Roger Stone, first dropped the dime. That's Michael Wolff, one of his super confidants. One of the guys he talks to the most after Prince Andrew, you know, saying, yeah, how do we get Trump? Well, he never had a massage, never came over. That son of a bitch dropped a dime on me. So see, I mean, I'm like, Trump's not raping the kids, but he's not eating the babies. He's not draining the blood, but it doesn't matter because now you're covering for these people. It's unbelievable. Oh, there's so much more.
All right, folks, we're going to step in on this. Alex Jones giving us an update over the weekend in regards to the latest Epstein files. Happy Monday, everyone. A lot happening here. X is down in case you didn't know. But if you're watching or if you're trying to watch and you're figuring out, well, how do I figure out where to find these guys? You can find us on Rumble right now as well. Just search The American Journal with Brianna Morello or head on over to band.video if you're audio only right now, but you want to watch band.video again, infowars.com. Click on the show. That's how you find us. But there's a lot to go through today, so buckle up, folks. We have an exclusive update regarding InfoWars and what we just recently accomplished with the federal air marshals and helped them receive their raise. It's actually a very big story because it's had to do with our whistleblowers that I've been covering extensively over these last few years. So We've got a lot to discuss there. It's also my anniversary of leaving Fox Corp. It's been 4 days, or 4 years, I should say. Ugh, feels like 4 days. It's been 4 years. 4 years since I walked away from my job over at Fox. And we're going to reflect as to what they tried to put me through after I refused the jabs. Yeah, they wanted me to get both of those, of course. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also give you an update regarding the Epstein files and what we've uncovered this weekend. And some of the controversy, there's a lot going on there. So you're definitely going to want to dive into that. Also, Viva Fry will be joining the program, of course, to give us his perspective on all things related to the Epstein files. We also have Larry Tonin. He's doing a travel across the world right now. And right now he's actually in Israel and wanted to bring us an update because he actually did venture over to Gaza as well. And he's been on the ground there. So he wants to deliver a report from what he's witnessed so far. And, you know, Larry was over at the World Economic Forum giving these globalist hell. So we look forward to seeing what he sees on the ground in Israel right now. He'll be joining the program later in the show as well in the third hour. But folks, I want to get into a lot of updates regarding immigration as well, because there's a lot happening here. So let's kick things off. Let's start things off with what happened over the weekend. The DOJ has provided officially a 6-page letter to members of Congress, which some of it apparently has some type of list that they have put together. Now, this list isn't a list that you and I have been asking for. It's just a list of anyone's names who have ever been brought up in the Epstein files. And of course, it includes a lot of people that we like. But it doesn't mean that they even met Epstein, folks. This is what's going on right now at the DOJ. The DOJ is looking to just give us the middle finger for criticizing them on their Epstein file drop. And how frustrated so many Americans were is the fact that they have not provided us with names of the attackers, the predators who were going after children. And it's not even just sexual abuse at this point. We have also seen enough emails back and forth that suggest that children were actually murdered. And so the fact that our DOJ right now has just released over 3 million documents and then still looks you straight in the face and says that there's no one who's been charged in addition to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, that's got a lot of people fired up, because we're not stupid. We're not stupid. We're not sitting back and watching this DOJ pretend like it's out there really seeking justice for these victims. We're done with the games. We're done with the games. And it's so frustrating when you go through the list. Just keep in mind, I mean, even MTG's on the list, and I don't even think she's even met Epstein. They threw anyone's name at the wall and put this list together mainly because why? Well, people like MTG are obviously very critical of what happened under, well, obviously under President Trump. This was why she parted ways. But most importantly, people like her are very outspoken as to predators. And they didn't like this too much. So, of course, those who called in phony FBI reports when you want to create confusion, this is something that the CIA is actually very capable of doing. They do it quite often when they want to cause chaos and confusion. They would do something like this, drop a whole bunch of names so people can actually pin down who the predators are. You know, we're not trying to sit there and go after people who were innocent. People whose name, maybe your name came up in an email or a false tip because a lefty wanted to tie you into the Epstein stuff. We're not asking for their names to be put on a list. We don't even need to go after those people. But take a look what MTG even posted. So MTG's name was on the list. And then when you go to the section where she is supposed to be included in the Epstein files, it's all redacted. It's all redacted. It's literally a big black mark. And again, the redactions were only supposed to apply towards victims. And here we are sitting here looking at all these files and going, wow, you just blacked out an entire few pages. This isn't transparency. This isn't what the American people wanted. You see, here's the problem with all of this. We'll get into it in detail, but obviously it's being politicized by those on the left. We know that. But most importantly, it's not just being politicized by those on the left. There are also those who are now Republicans who are jumping into this. And I think some of them are taking it too far. We'll get to that in a second. I want to get to clip one for you guys, because it walks you through the possibility. It's a report that came out. It walks you through the possibility that the DOJ has not actually released all of the Epstein files. But again, folks, and they're creating the confusion. That's why Alex came out over the weekend and said that there was going to be more documents put out, but there's no new documents put out. Why? Well, because they're telling us, they're leaking things to us. Sources are leaking things to those in the media, and they're telling us that there's more information coming out. They're trying to create confusion. Again, that's the reason why Alex had his report drop. And a lot of people are critical and saying, Alex, your report that you dropped is not true. But this is what they're doing. I know this because I'm being told information from sources. And then that information is not true. And this is a constant issue with the DOJ. They are intentionally trying to, number one, cause chaos, but they're also trying to discredit a lot of these independent journalists who have been covering the files. Let's get the clip one that walks you through the idea that the DOJ maybe didn't really release all the files. Take a listen.
A Channel 4 News investigation today reveals that all those pictures, emails, videos, and messages released by the Department of Justice, said to be over 3 million pages, may amount to just a fraction of the Epstein material obtained by investigators. Why do we think that? Because these raids on Epstein's properties, his Florida mansion in 2005, and his fancy New York townhouse and sprawling luxury island in 2019 saw dozens of devices, computers, hard drives, and servers bagged and tagged and brought to FBI offices for examination. Now, emails examined by Channel 4 News show investigators discussing those very devices. From the earliest stages, investigators were talking about Epstein's data totaling many, many times what has so far been released. In June 2020, one wrote, "We expect the data to be somewhere around 20 to 40 terabytes," noting that the total capacity of the devices was up to 50 terabytes. Then as recently as last year, long after the investigations into Epstein and his associates had ended, the figures quoted remained massive. "We're looking at a total of approximately 14.6 terabytes of archived data," said another email. To put that in context, it is almost 15,000 gigabytes. But now, a year on from that, the total data released, claimed to be some 300 gigabytes, accounts for just 2% of the total Epstein data that officials were discussing just last year. Under the Epstein Act, DOJ attorneys had to look through all files to find any responsive material that related to Epstein, his networks, and crimes. They claimed that 6 million pages had been identified, including duplicates. They released over 3 million. Both those numbers are tiny compared to the amount collected, according to today's emails.
So it's fair to say that there actually might be some information that's being suppressed and put out there. And keep in mind, too, Thomas Massie is also on board with that idea. Thomas Massie over the weekend, and we'll play these clips later for Viva Fry, but over the weekend saying that there's a ton of things that the DOJ posted and then quickly took them down. And so not all of the information is out there yet. But here's my thing, right? We haven't seen any actual indictments come about any of this. I mean, they're literally talking about murdering children in emails. Murdering children. You'd expect possibly, once emails like this come about, that there would be more investigations being done. But most importantly, maybe we just go back over to Epstein Island and see if there's any bodies hidden anywhere. Maybe we go out there and see what was being used of that sulfic acid, which again, according to people who've spoken on the issue, this shouldn't have been necessary at all. I mean, they had their own filtration system and everything. So when something like that's being utilized, it's usually being utilized to possibly, if you're trying to get rid of and dispose of bodies, that would possibly be the reason for that. But here's the thing, and if you guys don't recall this, let me just replay this video for you, because James O'Keefe, this was back, I believe it was 2025, James O'Keefe caught this video of Pam Bondi, the AG, in a cafe, and speaking very loudly, apparently, about the evidence that they were sifting through regarding Epstein. Take a listen to clip two.
The Epstein files are going to get released?
We hope soon. Okay. Oh, nice of them.
Okay.
So.
Any dates?
No, you know what it is? Tens and thousands of videos.
Yeah.
And it's all with little kids. So they have to go through every one.
Of course, it's of children, and we've always expected that. But now the DOJ tells you it's just CP. It's not actually videos being utilized to go against people who are there, possible, well, let's just say politicians, high up officials, Hollywood elites. They told us that these were just CP videos and nothing more. Folks, they want you to believe this. And I want you to take a look at this document, which details specifically rape. The information that's been pouring out is just off the charts. And this email that was sent out had me in tears. You heard Alex briefly discussing it. I'm going to be very vague about the details in this because I can't actually speak to it without getting really, really emotional. But it's a document that details that there's some type of video, it looks like, or a photo. It's a photo that shows a girl. Her face is visible. They know that this is an underage girl. It's very clear. And then they go into detail saying that in this photo, which they've redacted because there's a victim involved in it, says that there are several Caucasian men holding this girl's legs spread open. And I'm going to leave the rest of it to you guys to read for yourselves. Imagine the absolute worst thing you could do to a little girl. And they effing did it. These people, these demons need to be murdered. They need to be killed. We need to kill these people. They need to have their trial and they need to be killed. They need to be hung from the highest tree so that everyone knows you do not do this to children. These people are demons. They're evil. And you're telling me that there's a photo that you guys have and you can't figure out who's in that photo? You can't figure it out. You can't figure it out. The girl is obviously in brutal pain. She's bleeding, is what this photo apparently shows. And they're sitting here telling us, no, sorry, no indictments, nothing coming of any of this. Where is this girl? The details regarding what the girl's mouth looks bloody and her tongue is extended. There's bruising on her left eye as they're doing this to her. She's bleeding from her shins. She's obviously bleeding from her female parts as well. And you just want us to go away. You want us just to move on from this. We're not moving on from this. These demons were raping and murdering children. You don't move on. You don't pretend like none of this happened. You don't pretend like none of this happened. This isn't a hoax. Yes, there are people, and we'll keep calling them out, people using this for their political gain, people who had nothing to say under the Biden regime when all of this was happening. They didn't want any of the information. Now they want it because it's politically beneficial for them. They're horrible people, and I understand that, but we're not budging from any of this. There's also another full screen that we have of Jeffrey Epstein, and it looks like appears to be that he's ordering minors from Ukraine. No proof, FBI, says the FBI, that he was running a human smuggling trafficking campaign. It's just so upsetting, and it's hard to put into words. It's hard to put into words that we sit here, we're getting all this information, it's all dropping, and nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Folks, in a little bit, I'm going to go to the Steve Bannon angle on all of this, because I have not heard anything from Steve Bannon as to why he was texting Jeffrey Epstein. And we'll dive into the details of that. But even in one text message, it shows that Steve Bannon's calling Jeffrey Epstein a god. Again, I don't go after our people usually, but he's got to answer some questions here. We can't just sit here and pretend like this didn't happen. I'll dive into just specifics. Can you tell it's a Monday? In just a few moments. In the meantime, though, folks, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have 52% off site-wide. It's our mega sale. Now, it's going to end on Tuesday, so you got to stop what you're doing and head on over to the shop. 52% off site-wide. Again, when you support us, it's what keeps us on air. It helps with our next projects, and we are very grateful for you doing that over at thealexjonesstore.com. And also, this is the final week to win both the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 as well as the Ford F-250 plus $20,000 in cash. Remember, every time you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you are entering to win possibly those two cars and a bunch of cash. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, don't forget, we just launched those energy shots. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're trying to weed off the caffeine, you got to try out the energy shots right now over at thealexjonesstore. Can't speak, it's Monday.com. Head on over there right now.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I've stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. X has been down for a little bit, but it keeps popping back up, going back down. So if you're watching on X because you have a glimpse of the show right now, head on over to Rumble. The American Journal with Brianna Morello is where you can find us right now. We're streaming there as well. We're also streaming on band.video. I can promise you those websites are not going down anytime soon. So if you'd like to head on over there to keep watching, feel free to do just that. But folks, I want to get back into the Epstein files that have been, we're sifting through them slowly. There's a lot coming out, though, about Steve Bannon. And we have to address it because we can't sit here and ignore it and look the other way. Steve Bannon is obviously coming up quite frequently in these files. And it's because apparently he was texting with Epstein. Now, his text messages with Epstein have a lot of us asking more questions. And unfortunately, we haven't really heard Steve speak out on behalf of himself to kind of defend himself on all of this. But it looks like Steve Bannon was obviously very friendly with the convicted pedophile. And that's obviously extremely, extremely concerning. And in this text message that has just recently surfaced, it's very clear that Steve was very close with Jeffrey Epstein. And in this text change, they're talking about possibly he suggests that, Jeff it's so crazy to me that Jeffrey Epstein is somehow a god And then Epstein responds, I don't think of myself that way. And then Bannon says, I do. Now, obviously, this is really, really concerning, because why is Steve Bannon calling Jeffrey Epstein a god? Again, we'd love to hear from him on this issue. You know, I saw Jack Posobiec come out and say, we're not going to stop with the Epstein files. But it's quite clear that Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein had a very close friendship while he was a convicted pedo. Now, obviously, in this space, if you're doing shows and stuff, it's hard to fund those shows. So maybe it was a financial friendship. But again, when Steve's not coming out to defend himself or speak and put these messages in context, I think that's not doing him any favors. And it also appears that he may have been going after President Trump behind the scenes. And General Michael Flynn isn't holding back. He actually is calling this out. The White House, or at least the DOJ, need to come out and say what their plan is with this information. I remember all the 25th Amendment talk back in the first term. It was really ugly. If Bannon and Epstein were behind it, Bannon needs to be brought in for questioning. And that's coming from General Flynn. And it doesn't stop there. Also, guys, remember, these are Flynn allies. MTG also took the X as well. And she highlights the fact that, yeah, Steve Bannon, you know, did go to prison for President Trump. But then he was also texting with Epstein about the 25th Amendment. Also, there is no excuse for having such a friendly relationship with a convicted, obviously she's talking about convicted pedo, none. So that's MTG coming out saying that as well, folks. And MTG has been a big ally of Bannon's. And as you heard, we opened up the show with that clip of Alex summarizing the latest Epstein files. You heard Alex say that he's going to ask some questions too. Because you can't keep appearing on Steve Bannon's show, folks, if he doesn't address these issues. Was it just a financial friendship? Or does he really view Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedo, as a god? Again, this is very important that we get to the bottom of this. And I love what Steve Bannon's done for the movement. I love how he's now hyper-focused on Texas and trying to prevent the Islamification of Texas. But we can't shift over to that without having these key discussions. Put these text messages into context for the American people, because we need to know, why are you texting Jeffrey Epstein after he was convicted of being a sex offender? It was well known what Jeffrey Epstein was doing behind closed doors. You know, there's also the release of the information that kind of made it look like Steve Bannon was coaching Jeffrey Epstein. And again, these are all allegations. But when we're left with just text messages and we don't have the individual putting into context, it is quite concerning. We're talking about a convicted pedophile, folks. It's not a rumor. Jeffrey Epstein was convicted at the time of all of this. The messages that are getting put out there are just absolutely disturbing. And it's so frustrating to see, because it breaks my heart what they've done to these children. I mean, we're hearing from the adults who are able to speak about it. What about the kids? What about the kids that never made it out of there? You can't tell me that there were no bodies found on Epstein Island. You can't convince me of that. There's too much evidence that they were killing children. Reid Hoffman is doing his very best attempt to try to distance himself from the Epstein files as well, which I think is laughable. There's an email of Epstein and his little bestie, Reid Hoffman. Well, between Epstein's inviting Reid Hoffman to the island and the ranch, and the email says, let's play. What kind of sick-ish were these animals up to? These demons. They're not even animals, they're demons. Now, again, Reid Hoffman is denying any type of pedophilia association with Epstein. And even on X, they had to correct him. And I love this one because it's just such garbage, right? Because Elon Musk is going right after Reid Hoffman. He's been doing this for quite some time. But my favorite part of this is, in a response to Elon Musk saying that that Reid Hoffman should be investigated, Reid Hoffman quote tweets him and says, the FBI cleared me. You, on the other hand, Elon Musk, I've not seen anything that suggests that Elon Musk was sexually abusing children or participating in anything demonic. So just keep that in mind. If you have, you could let us know, but I have not seen it as of yet. But I have seen a lot about Reid Hoffman. A lot of creepy messages, in my opinion. Now, Reid Hoffman claims that he was cleared by the FBI, but the community notaries step in and they say no official public FBI clearance for Hoffman is found. His claim refers to the 2025 internal FBI note of no hit in Epstein files. And then, of course, the DOJ releases connections, but there's no wrongdoing, according to the DOJ. Oh, got it. Got it. Got it. Sure, let's play just means let's play. How many of you grown men at home have ever texted your guy friends, let's play, after you invite them over? That would be gay, would be the presumption of receiving a message like that. So what can I assume from it? Well, I can only assume that the worst of the worst are what they're talking about here. The demonic things that they were participating in, allegedly. Again, the DOJ not indicting anyone, not even really investigating anyone. Although they say it's ongoing, if we get tips, we'll look into it. Yeah, yeah. We saw how the DOJ looks into tips. They don't actually care. They don't actually care. They don't actually care. Over 3 million documents released. Apparently, you've got a human trafficker right now serving time in federal custody. But you can't tell us who she was trafficking those children to. We've got over 3 million documents. But we can't actually make an arrest in any of this or launch a real investigation into the individuals who were wrapped up in these emails, wrapped up in these discussions, wrapped up in these photos. Now we can. We can't. You know, maybe that photo of that young girl being brutally sexually abused, maybe what we should do there is find the body markers of the individuals who are clearly displayed according to the description in the photo and then go identify them ourselves. It wouldn't be hard, folks. They've left you over 3 million documents. According to the DOJ, that's all they have. And you're telling me you can't sit here and find one person to go after. The cover-up is real. It's not, and it's the intentional cause of chaos is what's happening right at the DOJ. This was never going to be a well-orchestrated release of this information. The goal here was to, again, there's a lot of journalists who are being given false information from DOJ sources, and I'm telling you folks, don't just be dismissive. Just because someone puts something online, they're an investigative journalist who you've trusted over the years, and, you know, I know, again, a lot of people were jumping on Alex over the weekend, doesn't mean that he didn't get that from a DOJ source. Why am I saying this? It means that they're trying intentionally to cause chaos. That's what this means. When you release a whole list of names to members of Congress, people who didn't even meet Jeffrey Epstein, who aren't being featured in any of these demonic videos, photos, none of that. When you intentionally put people who they know are innocent, who haven't done anything, who haven't even met Jeffrey Epstein or been to his island or any of his real estate properties, when you drop those names into a long laundry list, it's very obvious what you're trying to do. And you're trying to create chaos. You are trying to do exactly what the CIA does all the time overseas. They're doing it here. They're doing it in front of us. They're doing it to us. They cause chaos. You'll eventually just give up. And listen, I don't want to give up on all any of this. I do have Epstein fatigue, though, and I'm not going to deny that. Mainly because I'm watching all these politicians come out there and they're pushing forward as if they've seen names, but they can't tell us this. Thomas Massie came from a good place when he started this mission. Of course, the president, who's made a lot of personal digs at him, which I have said repeatedly are extremely inappropriate. Of course, now he's going to go all in on this. And I highly recommend that he does just that. You might as well. You might as well. Think of all the people in Congress who have been pushed out of the White House or have been pushed out of D.C. because the president has decided to go after him. I mean, MTG is now sitting on the outskirts of all of this. Why? Because, well, why would she sit there and continue to fight this fight when everyone's attacking her for asking simple questions? For asking simple questions. But then you have people like Nancy Mace. And Nancy Mace will never miss an opportunity to make something about herself. And that's the kind of person she is. And I continuously go out there and call her out because I've had enough of Nancy Mace. She is not a politician who actually authentically cares for women. And this is my problem with her. In my opinion, I think Nancy Mace is a troll. I think she's trying to take advantage of all of this. And I think she wants to put herself off as if she's a outspoken advocate for sexual assault survivors. And let me tell you something, folks, if that is our representation, we are in a lot of trouble. She has continuously made everything about herself, right? Speaking to the victims and storming out of congressional rooms, crying hysterically, can't talk. But she goes out where the media is. Why? Because she's hoping you can catch her shot so she can make this all about herself. Everything in the Epstein files is so horrible that a grown woman who was elected to represent people in South Carolina can't even hold her composure to have these discussions, to listen to these victims, because it's all about Nancy Mace. That's the reason why she's done all these things that she's done. That's the reason why she showed up to the prayer breakfast talking about having premarital sex with a man she wasn't married to. I mean, this is what she is. And again, I don't go out there and like to slut shame women. That will never be my thing. But folks, she is just one of the biggest frauds we have in Congress right now. And I just can't sit here and pretend like she's not. In fact, she's made accusations about one of her exes and his friends, which again, there's been no criminal charges filed in any of this. And she made those claims with immunity. And she made those claims on individual shows like Steven Crowder's show, like Dan Ball's show over at OAN, which resulted in all of them being slapped with a defamation lawsuit. And again, the men she's accusing, who she claims she had all this video evidence again, haven't been criminally charged. But she dragged their names through the mud. And Steven Crowder did his best job possible to challenge the accusations she was making. Because number one, she had no proof. Number two, she kept saying that law enforcement doesn't want to do its job. Honey, you were a member of Congress. You create a little bit of pressure and they'll jump on board. You're telling me that locally, you can't get, these were the claims that she was making on Steven's show. You can't get local law enforcement to jump in and investigate any of this? File charges, arrest these people. I mean, she was making crazy claims. Again, none of these claims have been proven at all. But she claimed that her ex had videos of her walking around naked. Again, I mean, if it's a surveillance camera that's in line, like your clear sight, and you're walking around naked still with it, that's your fault. That's your fault. But again, there's no accusation that this individual posted it online. It's just that she claims that she's found it in his phone. And then Nancy Mace, of course, if you remember that post she had on X, oh, I'm going to be going over to Congress, so I'm going to be showing my nudes. Any woman would be absolutely horrified, would not be able to make light of the incident if it was truly, truly something that was traumatic. That was traumatic. And we're not talking about a woman who's 18 years old, 19 years old. Anyone under 25, I usually just kind of write off and just say, young and dumb. We're talking about a grown-ass woman. A grown-ass woman, and she continues to go out there and make everything about herself. So now that we have Thomas Massie, Congressman, the great Congressman Thomas Massie out there trying his best to push all this stuff out there, you have other people trying to jump on the wave. But you can't just let one person get all the attention. No, no, no. You have to go out there and drop all these sound bites. And she just can't stop teasing. It's like she's trying to tease a novella episode. If you ever watch those, it's obviously, if it's a very dramatic Hispanic Spanish-speaking soap opera. And so everything about her, there she is. Here's my nudes, guys. Any woman who has been sexually abused would never be able to in a million years do what she did. Why? Because of the trauma. It's the Nancy Mace show. And she continues to do just that. In clip three, she's actually going out there. And again, she's trying to deep tease it like she's talking about a novella episode, and she's trying to tease it as if it's something salacious. Take a listen.
An event with several Hollywood celebrities that the Epstein group was trying to rent out a venue to do a movie showing with these Hollywood celebrities long after he was convicted and served time in prison for being a pedophile. And so when I would see this, I just, these are names everybody knows. These are movie stars. These are media pundits. These are billionaires. It's really unbelievable, and it's shocking what has gone on here. The other thing that's shocking,
Nancy, then say the names. Say the names, Nancy. She continues to go out there, and I'm going to jump in on this. She continues to go out there and sit there and tell you, oh, it's shocking. There's so many A-list names, so many Hollywood elitists in this. Tell us, Nancy. Tell us. Tell us. I'm so fed up with the teasing. I'm so fed up with people dangling this out there and saying, oh, you'll never believe. Stop giving people rage bait. We're talking about children who were raped, who were murdered. To sit here and keep dropping off these little sound bites so that maybe it will go viral, maybe we'll get some clicks on X, it's garbage. It's garbage behavior. But this is what they're doing. So Nancy Mace, I've had enough of her. I'm over Nancy. I don't want to hear from her anymore. There's not an ounce of credibility that woman has. I would never have her on a show of mine because she'll make claims that are baseless. She will go out there and drag some guy's reputation down the mud. And then we'll, good luck with your lawsuit now that you're being sued. She's an absolute mess. Let's shift gears a little bit though. Let's get to some positive news. Speaking of children, let's talk about clip four, because the Border Czar Tom Homan says that he has located now 145,000 missing migrant children. That's been, of course, the lead efforts of DHS. DHS trying to locate over 300,000. And again, the number varies. I've heard from DHS that the number is close to 400,000 migrant children that have gone missing. Listen to the Border Czar in his update in clip four.
Over 3,300 children. Mm. You know, last administration, over 500,000 children smuggled in this country, released to unvetted sponsors. They lost track of 300,000 of them. President Trump has already found 145,000 of them. In Minnesota alone, over 3,300 missing children we found that the last administration wasn't even looking for.
Yeah, they weren't looking for them. They actually were running the hugest, I mean, the most massive human smuggling trafficking campaign we've ever seen in our country's history. And they got away with it. They got away with it. The fact that these people aren't being charged, they knew what they were doing, right? There were all these brave whistleblowers who came forward to talk about what was actually going on behind the scenes. And still to this day, they don't have a job. They haven't been asked to help. None of this. None of this. And they continue to go out there and plead. I mean, Aaron Stevenson, as many of you guys know, Aaron is one of the individuals who was forced out of DHS when he blew the whistle regarding what he uncovered. They still haven't brought him back in. And when I asked off the record, I can't say that part, but I'm told that a lot of people aren't happy because he went public with it. One would think, right, when a guy comes up and he's trying to become a whistleblower, no one internally is listening to the fact that children are being handed off to cartel members. No one's thinking, wow, this is really, really bad. Maybe we should do something about it. When no one does anything about it, where do you go? Well, obviously, you have to let everyone know, and he did so. And because of it, still under this DHS, he's actually still being punished. Has not been brought back in. And I know the number of 145,000 missing migrant children being located is a great number. But imagine the number we could get to if we brought back these whistleblowers. But again, DHS does have its work cut out for them, and I want to remind our audience of that. Obviously, the Biden regime imported all of these illegal invaders by the millions for a reason, because they knew that we weren't going to be able to deport them quick enough. And as a result of all of this, they've had to expand the courts, which they're actively looking to do. By the way, if you want to become an immigration judge in this country, you actually don't even need a law license to do so. I highly recommend everyone get involved in that if you can. They are hiring actively. But most importantly, you have to build up these detention centers. And they're doing just that. ICE plans to spend $3.3 billion on acquiring and retrofitting warehouses nationwide. Now, these facilities will be used to hold illegals. So far, they've actually purchased about 16 buildings. One just actually recently went up in New York as well. Lexi Daughtry, she's running for Congress in Georgia. And Georgia's in a lot of trouble. And that's why I wanted to highlight this specifically, because one would think that Georgia is a safe red state. Does house rhinos, though. But one would think that. But that's not the case. They have Democrats running who are far, far left. Take a listen to clip five and how she details what it's like now that ICE is purchasing these detention facilities.
ICE just bought the facility behind me, where they are planning to house 10,000 people. It's crazy. This is a concentration camp. I just have to ask. We're paying for this. Is anyone out there actually supportive of this? Of holding 10,000 people in a warehouse?
Yeah. Well, I am. And the American people are, by the way. We actually voted for this because we want these people to be held in a warehouse. Folks, did you see the story? They were trying to push this really hard about an Irish man. And we got a couple of minutes, so I want to get this one in. An Irish man who's claiming that he was being held captive by ICE. And he claims that the facility itself was really, really bad. In fact, he refers to the facility that he's being held at, which was in El Paso, Texas, as a concentration camp. Take a listen to clip six.
The best way I could describe it is probably like a modern day concentration camp. It's a bunch of temporary tents. There's probably room for 1,000 detainees in each tent. I believe there's like 5 tents. I've been locked in the same room now for 4.5 months. I've had barely any outside time, no fresh air, no sunshine. I could probably count on both hands the amount of times I've been outside. So just locked in this room all day, every day. We've got 2 TVs on the wall. We get 3 meals a day, very, very small meals, kid-sized meals. So everybody's hungry, everybody's tired. We've got no commissary. We've got no options to get extra food or anything like that. The conditions here are filthy.
Oh, poor guy.
The toilets,
let's
step
in on this, because this guy was ordered years ago to be deported. He's actually overstayed his visa. And the worst part about it, well, when you look at his personal background, according to his own twin daughters, he actually abandoned them. Melissa and Heather both spoke out. They've recently just turned 19. And they're not very happy with the media's attention to the story, mainly because they say that their father is a deadbeat dad. They're accusing him of being just that. And they're also accusing him of not being the man he's trying to perceive himself to be in front of the media. Yeah, I'd say if you abandon your twin daughters, which are the allegations he's currently facing, that you probably are, in fact, a scumbag. And we probably should put you somewhere that's not as nice as an ICE detention facility, I'd say. Folks, we got a lot happening throughout the rest of the show. Larry Todden is going to be joining me in just a few moments. He's got a lot to discuss. He is in Israel right now. And he wants to bring us a report, so we'll do just that in just a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we have their 52% off site-wide mega sale. It's still going on today. It is going to end tomorrow, though, so you got to stop what you're doing and head on over to the shop, thealexjonesstore.com. So many incredible supplements right now on sale, 52% off. Your support is what keeps us on air. When you support this broadcast, I make sure that you get real value, not just junk, not filler, but real value. And we do just that too with our supplements as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And just a reminder, this is the final week to enter to win a Ford Mustang and a Ford F-250 plus $20,000 in cash. Every time you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you're entering to win one of those sick rides. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.